Today is Friday, June 27th, 2025, and you are listening to the World Socialist website. NATO Summit sets the stage for World War and Dictatorship by Johannes Stern. The NATO summit held this week in The Hague marks a dangerous turning point in world politics. 75 years after its founding, the imperialist alliance has committed to the largest military buildup since the Second World War. The 32 NATO member states committed to a massive rearmament program, pledging to spend at least 5% of their GDP on the military. Unprecedented in both scale and ambition, this buildup is not only directed against Russia and China, it targets the working class in every country. The summit took place just days after the illegal U.S.-Israeli bombardment of Iran and in the midst of the ongoing genocide in Gaza. It coincided with NATO's escalating proxy war against Russia and Ukraine and mounting preparations for military confrontation with China. Behind the cynical rhetoric of defense and deterrence lies the reality that NATO is preparing for global war and the violent redivision of the world. The 5% target is a qualitative shift. All NATO members are now committed to this benchmark, effectively transforming the alliance into a permanent war economy. The goal is to increase military-related spending from the current 2% to 5% of GDP within the next decade. Of this, 3.5% would be allocated to traditional military expenditures such as troops and weaponry, while an additional 1.5% would be directed toward broader initiatives like cybersecurity, infrastructure, and the construction of military facilities. This rearmament drive would raise NATO's collective military spending from $1.5 trillion in 2024 to $2.8 trillion. A near doubling of war spending, not accounting for inflation or economic growth. That figure alone would exceed the entire annual GDP of countries such as Canada or Italy. For Britain, which has a current military budget of around £60 billion, the 5% benchmark would mean an increase to approximately £140 billion annually, more than doubling defense expenditures. For Germany, the implications are even more far-reaching. The ruling class is preparing to raise military spending from roughly 2% to 5% of GDP by 2029, reaching 225 billion euros annually. With the 100 billion euros special fund passed in 2022 and over 1 trillion euros in additional military packages outlined this year, German imperialism is determined to resume a leadership role on the world stage. In his government statement prior to the summit, Chancellor Friedrich Merz stressed that Germany's militarization was not merely acting at Trump's behest, but acting on the basis of its own, quote, convictions and beliefs, end quote. Germany, he declared, would, quote, make the Bundeswehr the strongest conventional army in Europe, end quote, as was rightly expected, quote, given our size, our economic power, and our geographical location, end quote. Merz added that Germany must now, quote, actively and directly represent our interests and shape the geopolitical environment in which we live, end quote. In plain language, Germany is returning to a policy of militarism and great power politics, despite its historic crimes in the First and Second World Wars. The implementation of these war plans and budget requires a massive redistribution of wealth from the working class to the capitalist oligarchy and the military-industrial complex. Trillions of euros and dollars are being funneled into armaments while public services are systematically gutted. Healthcare, education, pensions, housing, and other basic social protections are to be destroyed to pay for war. This agenda cannot be carried out democratically. To suppress the inevitable opposition from workers and youth, authoritarian forms of rule are being prepared and implemented across all NATO member states. The alliance's subservience to the fascist U.S. President Donald Trump was on full display in The Hague. European leaders bent over backwards to affirm their loyalty to Trump in the U.S. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, in particular, lavished praise on Trump, reportedly even referring to him as Daddy. The EU powers are not acting as cautious or less aggressive counterweights to U.S. imperialism. On the contrary, they are full and willing partners in a global program of militarism, repression, and barbarism. Amid the chorus of unity, however, deep divisions within the imperialist camp are also surfacing. The NATO powers are rearming together, but they are also preparing for conflict with one another. As in the run-up to World War I and World War II, competition for markets, resources, and global influence is intensifying. The very same contradictions driving the alliance into war with Russia and China are also fueling inter-imperialist rivalries that threaten to tear NATO apart. The drive to war abroad is inseparably linked to the war against the working class at home. Just as in the early 20th century, the capitalist ruling classes are responding to internal crises, economic stagnation, social unrest, and collapsing political legitimacy by turning to war and dictatorship. But while the capitalist system hurtles towards a third world war, the same fundamental contradictions that give rise to imperialist conflict also create the objective basis for socialist revolution. The contradiction between globally integrated economy and the nation-state system, and the conflict between the social character of modern production and its subordination to private profit, cannot be resolved within the framework of capitalism. This is what makes the present situation so explosive. Resistance is mounting around the world. Mass protests against the genocide in Gaza have swept through every continent. Workers are striking in record numbers against austerity and wage suppression. And in the United States, opposition to Trump and the turn to dictatorship has reached unprecedented levels. The protest against Trump 2 weeks ago involved more than 15 million people, the largest mass demonstrations in U.S. history. What is urgently required is the transformation of this opposition into a conscious political movement of the working class, armed with a revolutionary socialist program. The fight against militarism and war and the defense of democratic and social rights is inseparable from the struggle to overthrow the capitalist system. Stopping the drive to world war means fighting to abolish NATO, dismantle the imperialist war machine, and place the vast wealth and productive forces of society under the democratic control of the working class. This is the program of the International Committee of the Fourth International. Its affiliated socialist equality parties around the world must now be built as the new revolutionary leadership of the international working class. Republicans threaten to deport Mamdani, conduct mass roundups in response to New York mayoral primary, by Jacob Cross. In the aftermath of Sohran Mamdani's decisive victory in Tuesday's Democratic mayoral primary in New York City, politicians from both capitalist parties have lined up to denounce the Democratic Socialists of America member and his very modest reform proposals. Republicans in New York and nationally have responded with overtly racist rhetoric and fascistic threats to denaturalize and deport Mamdani. In a letter sent Thursday to Trump's Attorney General Pam Bondi, Tennessee Republican Congressman Andy Ogles urged the Department of Justice to, quote, open an investigation into whether Sohran Kwame Mamdani should be subject to denaturalization proceedings on the ground that he may have procured U.S. citizenship through willful misrepresentation or concealment of material support for terrorism, end quote. Mamdani was born in Uganda in 1991 and moved to New York City with his parents at the age of 7. He became a naturalized citizen in 2018 after spending nearly 2 decades navigating the American immigration system. In a racist post on X accompanying his letter, Ogles, one of more than 140 Republicans who voted against certifying the 2020 election after Trump's brown shirts stormed the Capitol on January 6, 2021, wrote, quote, Sohran Little Muhammad Mamdani is an anti-Semitic socialist communist who will destroy the great city of New York. He needs to be deported, which is why I am calling for him to be subject to denaturalization proceedings, end quote. Ogles followed his letter with several posts attacking, quote-unquote, Little Muhammad, including one featuring an AI-generated image of himself alongside a wild-eyed image of Mamdani holding 2 red books, each marked with a yellow hammer and sickle, alongside the phrase, Deport Sohran. President Donald Trump, after calling Mamdani, quote, a 100% communist lunatic, end quote, on his social media platform, followed up with another post declaring, quote, our country is really screwed, end quote, referring to Mamdani as, quote, our future communist mayor of New York City, end quote. In an interview on Fox Business with former Trump administration official Larry Kudlow, the border czar Tom Homan threatened retaliation against the entire city of New York. He vowed to escalate deportation operations in the city, including workplace raids, in response to Mamdani's pledge to get, quote, fascist ICE out of New York City, end quote. Kudlow asked Homan, quote, how do you intend to deal with that? Because I would guess there are going to be a lot of criminals in Iranian cells and whatnot in New York City. The job's not done there. What do you say to this guy? End quote. Homan replied, quote, good luck with that. Federal law trumps him every hour of every minute. We are going to be in New York City. As a matter of fact, because it's a sanctuary city, President Trump made it clear a week and a half ago, we are going to double down and triple down on sanctuary cities. Not only are we going to send more agents into the neighborhoods, we're going to increase worksite enforcement tenfold. If we can't arrest them in the jails and you force them into the neighborhoods, then we're going to find them in the neighborhoods. If we can't find them in the neighborhoods, we'll find them at the worksites. So game on, we're coming, end quote. The day after the primary on June 25, Trump's fascist deputy chief of staff for policy and homeland security, Stephen Miller, posted on X, quote, NYC is the clearest warning yet of what happens to a society when it fails to control migration, end quote. Within sections of the financial press, a panic is setting in. CNBC commenter Joe Kernan declared on Wednesday that an eat-the-rich class warfare mentality is sweeping New York, likening the situation to a scene in Batman. Quote, they're taking Wall Streeters and making them walk out onto the ice in the East River, and then they fall through, end quote. Commenting Wednesday on the response within the political establishment, WSWS editorial board chairman David North wrote, quote, it is not the rather milquetoast program of Mamdani, who works within the framework of the Democratic Party, that frightens them. It is that his victory reveals that socialism is not anathema to Americans, and that it is capable of acquiring mass support, and probably in a far more radical form, end quote. Instead of defending Mamdani from these fascist attacks, many Democrats have piled on. Less than 2 hours after Miller's post, first-term New York Democratic Representative Laura Gillen posted on X, quote, Socialist Zohran Mamdani is too extreme to lead New York City. Mamdani has called defund the police and has demonstrated a deeply disturbing pattern of unacceptable anti-Semitic comments, which stoke hate at a time when anti-Semitism is skyrocketing. He is the absolute wrong choice for New York, end quote. In an interview on The Brian Lehrer Show Thursday, Democratic New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand falsely claimed that Mamdani supported, quote, global jihad, end quote, because of his refusal to condemn the term global intifada. She added that this is, quote, a very serious issue because people who glorify the slaughter of Jews create fear in our communities, end quote. Lehrer noted that in an interview with Mamdani on Monday, the candidate had explained that, quote, intifada is a much broader term involving all kinds of uprisings and resistance, end quote, and that he did not, quote, want to be the word police, end quote. Gillibrand called on Mamdani not only to stop using the word intifada, but also to denounce claims like jihad and, quote, from the river to the sea, end quote, which she claimed, quote, is received as slaughter the Jews and destroy Israel, period. It's how it's received, end quote. By received, Gillibrand means that this is how words are manipulated and distorted by the ruling class to criminalize and stigmatize opposition to the U.S.-backed Israeli genocide in Gaza and the ethnic cleansing campaign in the West Bank. Despite losing to Mamdani by some 80,000 votes, Andrew Cuomo, the favored candidate of Wall Street and the Democratic Party establishment, has not ruled out running on an independent ballot line. In an interview with CBS on Wednesday, Cuomo said, quote, people are very concerned about the assemblyman, end quote. The longtime Democratic politician noted that none of Mamdani's proposals to impose a statewide tax on the wealthy and large corporations would be passed by the Democratic-controlled state legislature or signed into law by Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul. Near the end of the softball interview, the CBS reporter tried to get Cuomo to confirm that he would be campaigning in the months ahead. Cuomo responded that he wanted to wait for a full count of the votes before deciding how aggressively he would campaign, while also noting the potential role Trump might play in the election. He said, quote, let's take a look at the general election landscape. Who actually runs? Who doesn't run? What is President Trump going to do? Who knows how he may choose to get involved in the general election, right? Nothing would surprise me about that. And we have time, so let's take one step at a time, end quote. Asked on Thursday if she would support Zohran Mamdani's candidacy, New York Governor Kathy Hochul refused to give a clear answer, saying, quote, the election just completed, end quote, and that she looked, quote, forward to having a conversation. Obviously, there are areas of difference in our positions, but I also think we need to have those conversations, end quote. Speaking to Axios, several unnamed House Democrats expressed concern over the specter of socialism raised by Mamdani's campaign. A senior House Democrat told the publication, quote, there's a lot of anxiety, end quote. While Mamdani appears to have secured the Democratic nomination, he will face several opponents in the November election. On Thursday, current New York City Mayor Eric Adams formally announced his re-election campaign. The widely hated incumbent, currently polling at just 10%, is not running on the Democratic Party ballot line. In one of four appearances on Fox News leading up to his formal campaign launch, Adams repeatedly attacked Mamdani, describing him as, quote, a snake oil salesman, end quote, and someone, quote, who doesn't understand the power of government, end quote. Speaking in front of City Hall on Thursday, Adams further denounced Mamdani as a silver spoon socialist. Many of the same oligarchs and ultra-wealthy donors who backed Cuomo's failed bid are now considering throwing their ill-gotten largesse behind Adams's campaign in a bid to derail Mamdani. In an interview with the New York Times Wednesday, Scott Rechler, One of the city's biggest landlords said that if the race came down to Mamdani and Adams, he would support the latter. Reckler told the paper, quote, "You want to have leadership that speaks to what New York is. It's the capital of capitalism," end quote. You can find these articles and more at wsws.org.
The World Socialist website is published by the International Committee of the Fourth International, the ICFI, the leadership of the World Socialist Movement, the Fourth International founded by Leon Trotsky in 1938. The World Socialist website relies entirely on the donations of readers and listeners for financial support. To give to the WSWS or to set up a regular monthly contribution, go to wsws.org/donate. We urge our listeners to join the International Committee of the Fourth International and one of its affiliated political parties and take up the struggle for socialism.